today on Working the Suburbs.
Stephen, thanks for hanging out with me on the pod this week. It's been a lot of fun. Do you think you'll ever make it over to the States?
Well, that depends, Jim.
Depends on what?
Well, here's my rider. I will require a pint of ale every hour on the hour, a proper chippy, not those little pieces of fish that you all eat, a steady supply of HP Source, of course, access to Wes Ham broadcasts, no matter the time of day, a new requirement that all motorists in America drive in left lanes throughout the duration of my visit, tickets for a side trip to Joshua Tree so I can pay my proper respects to Graham Parsons, real cups of Yorkshire tea, not that Lipton's rubbish, no ketchup within 50 yards of me.
All right, we're on Friday of New Music Week. So we're going to wrap up today on Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan. We're going to wrap up with two last calls here. And with me, as he has been all this week, is Stephen Routledge in Scotland. Hello, Stephen.
Hi, Jim. Yeah, we've made it to the end of the week.
We have, amazingly. Patrick Foster's been off this week. You probably know that by now. He'll be back soon. All right. Let's just dive right in. Let's see. Let's go over to Ireland.
Hi, Jim, Patrick, the interns, and the Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Liam from Dublin, Ireland, with my October new music picks. My first pick is Grumpy by New Zealand band Memory Foam. The band describes themselves as, on their Bandcamp page, "We're a bunch of big noise from Auckland. Vice will music for our big ugly city." For me, the sound is 90s alternative, especially Sonic Youth, some Riot Girl, with some really angry synthesizer in the mix. They kind of remind me of Wax Chattels, but they're not as noisy and aggressive as Wax Chattels are, but they've got a similar sound. I really like the vocal effect on the verses as well. That's what really drew me into this song. I really dig it. It comes from a forthcoming album called Steel Magnolias, which is out in 2022. My second pick is Honeybee's Birthday by Cody Nielsen, from a forthcoming album called Birthday Suite Volume 2. Cody was originally the singer of one of my favourite New Zealand bands, The Mint Chicks. Since the split of that band, Cody's been releasing music as Opossum and then Silicone, and for the last few records, Cody's been playing drums in his brother's band, Unknown Mortal Orchestra, but in 2018 he released the first Birthday Suite album under his own name. On that album he created songs for his friends and family, each named after that person. The album was heavily influenced by Wendy Carlos's 1968 album Switched on Bark. That album was a weird neoclassical funk album, but this is different based on the two singles they've released so far. It's more in the vein of late 70s disco, and has kind of a future funk vibe to it. Anyway, I hope everyone is well, staying safe, and rocking the suburbs wherever you are.
Absolutely.
Let's see. So the first song is Grumpy from Memory Foam. We'll be right back. All right, that's pretty crazy.
That was an experience, certainly. That's yeah, I mean, I know people sometimes say to me, oh, you got wide taste in music, you know, because I like this really heavy stuff and I like this really sort of singer-songwriter stuff and a lot of points in between. But Liam's taste in music appears is definitely the definition of eclectic, because he's all over the place with stuff. I mean, in a good way, you know. It's just like you don't know what you're going to get next. each month, it's like what is coming. It could be literally anything almost. It feels like
absolutely. But I that's the kind of song that you know you need to give it more than one listen or listen to more from this band.
Yes,
right?
I think so.
That's
a
hard one to get a good take on, just you know, from hearing a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one was Honey Bee's Birthday by Cody Nielsen. All right, speaking of those eclectic tastes.
Exactly. Yes, I refer the honourable gentleman to my previous comments. a complete sort of 180 in terms of sound and style, and definitely get that 70s funk vibe for it. But
It has that. It has a almost kind of in that like jazz fusion sort of. You know, sound. So,
well, I think
definitely with that bass. Yeah.
Yeah. I think also, I mean, you had that sort of feedback in lead guitar in there, sort of low down in the mix as well as it went on. It was kind of howling away there. But it made me think, I can't remember who picked it now because it's been a long week, but the French piano song. And I said that could be like some movie soundtrack kind of thing almost going on there. With that also made me think of soundtrack music. I could just picture that over a montage of like moody nighttime shots of like New York or San Francisco or something, you know, with that just grooving away. Yeah, totally could see that. So, yeah, eclectic.
Totally.
In extremis.
Yep. Keep it coming, Liam. We
absolutely
love it. Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, here's the last call of the week.
Good morning, Rocking the Suburbs family. This is Scott from the suburbs of Southern KC with my October new music. I'm calling in first with Oh Wonder. They are a UK keyboard drums adult electronic pop band. They recently added synthesizers. Their October album is called 22 Break, and their song is Don't Let the Neighborhood Hear. A few years ago, my wife's best friend since kindergarten, her son developed an aggressive form of cancer during his junior year in high school. He was a great kid, smart, charming, and my wife and him had a great relationship. His parents were in denial. Noah shared my wife's view of the world, and he knew she would understand. She's a scientist, a biologist, and he knew he was going to die. They bonded, and they bonded even more. He was able to share what he was going through, and His parents just didn't understand. His favorite band was Oh Wonder, and his girlfriend was able to contact the band, and they Skyped him, and over a few weeks, they became friends. They Skyped several times. They even gave him access to their single Ultra Life before they released it, and it was played at his funeral. And when it was released, they dedicated the song to him. So the song, again, is Don't Let the Neighborhood Hear. Next, I'd like to go to Jeff Tweedy. He's an old favorite of mine ever since his days with Uncle Tupelo. And he has released a double single, and the song is Come on America, and he's showing his left-leaning ways with the song. It's, I assume it's at his loft. And again, it's a double single, and obviously, Come on America, you can see where he's leaning. And the last thing I'd like to bring up this time is last month I had a pick, and it was not even mentioned, and I assumed it's because of the band's name. One of the words that George Carlin said you can't say in the band name. And the title of the album was You're the Horse. It's a wonderful album. It's a double album, a concept album. And even if it doesn't get mentioned, I think everybody should listen to the album You're the Horse. It's amazing. Just take the time to look up You're the Horse, listen to it. It's got folk, it's got punk, it's got metal. You may not like it, but you'll like parts of it. It has Led Zeppelin folk, Locked Into a Room, Plasmatics punk, to as wild experimental jazz. It's a wonderful album. I challenge you to listen to it. Okay, everybody, you gotta listen to Rockin' the Suburbs every day. And again, this is Scott from Southern KC. Bye.
All right, thanks to Scott for that call. The I'll get back to the last band he talked about in a minute here. Okay, but let's start here.
That's powerful. That was
touching story, yes, right?
Indeed. Absolutely, it's quite amazing, really. You could hear it in Scott's voice that he was still, you know, feeling that one. You know, that was. I'm not familiar with this band at all. No, so
okay,
I'm interested to hear
the band Oh Wonder, and it sounds like an amazing story about how they developed this relationship between the artist and listener under the circumstances, and even, you know,
absolutely,
to the point where they shared like song early and so on. But anyway, amazing stuff. So, Oh Wonder, and this song is called Don't Let the Neighborhood Hear. That's some really good stuff. I can see how someone would really connect with that.
Yeah, that's not really my bag, but the story behind it made me I could enjoy it knowing that story from Scott. You know that right. You could take so much more from it because of that. Even if it's not sort of normally where I'd be going, you know.
Yeah. Okay. He also mentioned Jeff Tweedy. I was not familiar with this song, but I like the sentiment. Come on, America. I mean, there's an understated power to that song. That's what I'll say.
Yeah, I think, lyrically, obviously, it's where, I guess, where that's at. I think, I've felt this for a while now that, Wilco and Tweedy and a while have been on a law of diminishing returns for quite some time musically now, and I think they need to go back to go forward. I think someone, he needs to basically listen to nothing but George Jones's greatest hits and Exile on Main Street for about a month and then make a record.
Right.
just recapture the spark, because they went off in this direction and they need to, they've lost the melodious core or the sort of the heart of what they had. It's a little bit too abstract at times now, Your mileage vary.
But I like the idea of I do like the idea of artists who feel like when things are happening in the world around them that they have something to contribute, they have something to say, and they have to speak about it.
I mean, far be it from me to tell Jeff Tweedy how to write songs. I mean, in the day, his track record's a little bit better than mine, but just subjectively, as from a listener point of view, they've kind of been losing me a little bit over recent years.
Okay, now addressing the last point that Scott made about his message not getting played last month, and it was so the band he's talking about is a band you could refer to as Effed Up. They're a band out of Canada, and like a punk band out of Canada, and the reason why we didn't play it last month was because there was some confusion of when the record actually came out, and I think it was actually released in like four different segments or something like that, so I wasn't sure if it really fit with the September new music, but I could be totally wrong about that. Maybe it was all collected in September and and put out again, right? So I don't know. Point is, it didn't have to do with the band's name, because there's a workaround on that. So what we'll do is we'll play out with a song from Year of the Horse by Effed Up, all right? We'll do a make good. Okay, so we'll get out of here with that. Thank you very much, Stephen Routledge, for hanging out with me all this week.
Been an absolute pleasure, Jim. Thank you for having me.
And you'd mentioned, I think, earlier in the week about a patron episode. I don't think listeners have heard that yet, but they'll be hearing that soon. Mm-hmm. And you also have a guest episode that you recorded that I think we still have to play as well. So you're going to be hearing more from this guy.
Yes, the guest episode was with my mind meld musical brother, Justin Steiner. We always joke that we're almost on exactly the same page musically. So there's only odd differences.
That's funny. So, okay. All right. Let's get out of here. Patrick Foster will return soon. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Stephen Routledge.
It's Rockin' the Suburbs, and we'll talk to you all later.
Well, I mean, I'm already very familiar with a record called Year of the Horse, but that's not the one Scott's talking about.
No. Different one. Absolutely.